The Federal Election Commission held the first of two hearings today on a set of proposed regulations that would expand its role in regulating political organizations. Critics say the proposals would do more to change American politics than the recently enacted McCain-Feingold campaign finance law. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
With this proposal, the Federal Election Commission would claim the power to regulate any tax-exempt organization that gets involved in political debate. That includes political organizations that operate under Section 527 of the tax code. Democrats are using those groups to great effect this year. That's why the Republican National Committee has been pushing for this proposal. But the regulations also would cover other tax-exempt organizations, unions, 501c4 lobbying organizations, 501c6 chambers of commerce, and even 501c3 charities. If they get involved in politics, or if they had engaged in political activity in the past 4 years, they could be regulated. The commission has gotten 150,000 emails on the proposal, generated by advocates on both sides, including the Bush-Cheney Campaign Committee. As Democratic Commissioner Danny McDonald noted,
"We have been absolutely inundated with comments. I'd like a lot more time to reflect on what is before us because I do think it is of monumental consequence."
Wherever the legal line is drawn to regulate political contributions, big money congregates just outside that line. This year, that's happening with the 527 organizations. Democratic 527s are raising six- and seven-figure amounts that can no longer go to the Democratic National Committee. They're spending the money the same way the DNC would, on voter mobilization and anti-Bush advertising. The biggest single donor to the Democratic 527s is George Soros, the liberal financier. But Republican Commissioner David Mason noted that Soros would be constitutionally protected if he ran his own anti-Bush ads. Mason put the question to attorney Don Simon of Democracy 21, which wants to restrict contributions to 527s.
"Why does the terrain all of a sudden change when George Soros and two or three of his billionaire buddies get together and do the same thing?"
"Well, I suppose the flip answer to that is because the Supreme Court said so."
Simon was referring to a 1976 ruling that contributions can be regulated, but not personal spending.
"You know, there's obviously a lot of criticism about that distinction. You know, you probably don't like part of it. I don't like part of it. But, you know, for better or worse, that is clearly the constitutional doctrine, and the commission really is obligated to live with those distinctions."
Other issues are just as complex. For instance, 527 groups are clearly political. The commission could regulate them, but not other tax-exempt groups. But then a voter registration drive by an advocacy group could be paid for with big, undisclosed contributions, while an identical voter drive by a 527 would have to be financed with small, regulated contributions. Some commissioners predicted that the new regulations would simply push political activity into the more secretive arena of 501c4 lobbying organizations. Craig Holman of Public Citizen said the Internal Revenue Service wouldn't buy it.
"I believe some of it would happen, but it's a lot of work to try to convince the IRS that your primary purpose is educational and lobbying when all in fact you're out trying to do is defeat George Bush."
There's another day of hearings tomorrow. The commission has scheduled a final vote for May 13th. Chairman Bradley Smith said he hopes the three Republicans and three Democrats will find common ground and avoid a deadlock. But that may not happen. Democratic Commissioners McDonald and Ellen Weintraub are both on record saying they want more time to consider the issues. Just one more pair of cold feet would stop the proposal. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.